Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective of Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
I get a kick out of articles in the media that only now are seeing the value of living a financially responsible lifestyle. Here at Money Life, we've always urged you to manage your money wisely. Now, I'm just sorry it took a major recession to get people really thinking about this. A recent article at CNN Money tried to define living within your means as if that were some great mystery. Now, the short definition, of course, is to simply spend less than what you earn. But let's get specific. Here are the top three steps to living within your means. The first two are from the article I just mentioned. Number one, save regularly. Put money aside not just for emergencies like a job loss, but also for the long term to support yourself when you're no longer able to work. And number two, get out of debt. Pay off all credit card debt and consumer loans fast, then pay down your mortgage as quickly as possible. Now, those sound a lot like the steps on Crown's Money Map to me. But those two steps are not all that you need to live within your means. As believers, we know there's more to it, and I'd like to add a key step in that process. Number three, turn your finances over to God. Acknowledge Him as the owner of all. Seek His guidance and wisdom through earnest prayer and by studying His Word daily. And through it all, be generous. Give all that you can to advance His kingdom, because He deserves nothing less. Now, we'll help you along every step of the way. Find out more about living within your means and applying God's Word to your finances. Visit us online at crown.org.
You've been listening to My Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. For more information about My Money Life or Crown, go to crown.org. That's crown.org.